Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil karim. Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana li hadha wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina wa habibina wa maulana Muhammad wa ashabihi wa azwajihi wa ahli baytihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kaseeran kaseeran. Our most respected elders and beloved young ones, really it is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has gathered us here today. It is not our achievement, but this is the kindness of Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us to His house for this blessed gathering. See, alhamdulillah. Allah is that being who has blessed us with iman. That great gift from the billions of people on the face of the earth, billions who have come before. And Allah alone knows best how many more that will come till the day of Qiyamah. Allah selected us, chose us, and blessed us with this ni'mat of iman. May Allah keep us with iman, may He take us from this world with iman, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise us up tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah with perfect and complete iman. So this gathering of ours today is with that same worry, that same concern, that not only us, but our friends, the people in our communities, people in our localities, people in our villages, people in our townships, people in the remote parts of our country, and people in the entire face of the earth, not only them, but those that come till the day of Qiyamah, how each one recognizes Allah and leaves the world with the recognition of Allah, with the love of Allah, and with the beautiful sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So alhamdulillah, mashallah, normally after Asr Salah, every year when we have this program, then this amal that is called Kar Guzari, a little bit... few youngsters will come forward and they will give us some experiences of their life, what inspired them, what brought the change in their life, what Allah guided us towards. So they'll give some kal guzari of their life. But this is just the main kal guzari will be tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. When each one of us has to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask us the entire kar guzari of our entire life. A person will not be able to take one step until he accounts for his entire life, how he spent his life. Second question is how he spent his youth. This is a valuable part of our life. Those youth that spend their life correctly, like we find in Ashabi Kaf, those seven youngsters who spent their life correctly, who spent the youth correctly, who left their village and went and slept in the cave for the protection of their iman, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only put it in Quran, whoever will read it till the day of Qiyamah, you see a person who reads it on the day of Friday, it's a means of his maghfirat and forgiveness from one Friday till this Friday, and Allah will bless him with noor from this Friday till the next Friday. And not only that, when the fitnas of Dajjal will come, like we all know, we are always being reminded of this great evil and trials and difficulties that will come. It says the protection of a person will read the opening verses of the surah, or will read the ending verses of the surah, and this will become as a means of protection for that person against the fitnas of Dajjal. So this is the sacrifice of a youngster with his passion, with his desires and everything in him. When he will sacrifice that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him as a means of the protection of the iman of people to come till the day of Qiyamah. So because time is limited, inshallah, few brothers will be called. So do not be shy. It's an inspiration, inshallah, an encouragement to all of us. So inshallah, Mulana, inshallah, will conduct the rest of the program. So each one of us, let us pay attention. We sit till the end, inshallah. Let us encourage one another while we are sitting, inshallah. Allah Pak accept, give us tawfiq, inshallah.
MashaAllah, brothers. Many brothers have come to give their kar guzari. Some we have written down, some we don't know, but we have come from your masjid. Just going to call out a few names, so you come way in the front. So in the time to give the kar guzari, we're not looking for you. One is Maulana Ghulam Hussain Randri Sahab, Maulana Masihullah Sahab, from Talimuddin, the student Muhammad Kakusi, Yusuf Salepe, Akhtar Bhai son Amir, and Ziyad Bhai, Hafiz Dr. Yusuf, Qazi, Yusuf Kadwa from the campus, from Westville, Ismail Motala, and from Peter Marisburg, Molana Abdul Rahim, and to give the karguzari of the trip to Malawi, Muhammad Asmal from Clare Estate. So these are the few brothers come in front. Now whichever one is over here from that can come forward, inshallah. Yusuf Salepe, are you here? MashaAllah, Yusuf, while you're coming up, you can give us your karguzari, how's the fikr, yes, how you're working, mashaAllah, coming into the effort.
Introduce yourself, where you're from,
inshaAllah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Nahmadu wa Nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Alhamdulillah, my dear respected brothers and elders, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this opportunity of gathering here only for His name. MashaAllah. I'm from Madlankala, which is in Empangeni. Originally, I was born in Sebokeng, which is in Johannesburg. And when I embraced Islam, it was 2003. I went to madrasa by Uncle Faisal Bassa.
What made you
in Escort?
What made you embrace Islam?
This is where I embraced Islam, in madrasa. I went to madrasa, I was not a Muslim that time, and I embraced Islam there. So alhamdulillah, when I learned about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was like ajib, alhamdulillah, that there are people who can explain their God, which they worship in such a way, because in my previous religion, we used to ask about God, but they never explained to us who is God. It's only in Islam whereby it's fully explained that who is Allah. Alhamdulillah. So, in Madlankala, I'm a ustad there. We're running a masjid, alhamdulillah. I've got my students here, mashallah. And we're trying to go out every month, 3 days, and try to encourage the people to come into the fold of Islam, to go out in Jamaat, because this is where we learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yusuf, how you make your Jamaat in Madlankala? How you start? You know you're going next month now. How you working? Okay. I know you'll make a list and all that whole fikr that you told us.
Yeah, we're working together with the elders in Empangeni, or with the Richards Bay brothers. They are the ones who nobody give us the route. But what we do is, we attend the brothers one by one and try to encourage them to go out in the path of Allah. And whoever is ready, we take his beddings and we keep them in the masjid until the time comes, and then we go out in the path of Allah.
And you'll go for far out? Which places?
We haven't gone so far. The furthest place we've gone is Eshowe.
Ishawi.
Ishawi, ji.
Ji. And transport-wise, you'll make arrangement?
Alhamdulillah, transport-wise, the brothers of Richards Bay have been very helpful. Whenever we go in Jamaat, they join us. And then there's one Molana Jazil. Sometimes we join a Jamaat with him and go together to other nearest towns, mashallah.
So Yusuf, a lot of brothers have come here, and they're thinking how we can, you know, take on this work on a locality. You started from small, Allah Pak made it grow. What is your message before sitting down for them? What should they do in their locality now when they're going back?
The most important thing, my dear respected brothers, is salah. Once your salah is intact, whenever there's a takaza in the masjid, whenever people are needed in the masjid to go out in the path of Allah, or whenever there's an occasion whatsoever, if you are linked with the masjid, it is easy for you to go out in the path of Allah, because you'll be there to hear all the announcements and everything.
Jazakallah. Allah Pak accept your effort, inshallah.
Amin,
continue
inshallah.
To do the good work, mashallah. Inshallah. Next we have from the campus students working there, Yusuf Kadwa. Come close, inshallah. Ibrahim Kadwa. While he's making his way, inshallah. Amir, son of Akhtar, come close. MashaAllah, his brother is working in a nearby masjid. He give his karguzari from student days. Amir, give your karguzari that from student days, how you made effort and then you went for 4 months, MashaAllah, how's the fikr going? Speak in the mic.
Alhamdulillah, we've been in the Dawud and Tabligh work from a young age through the fikr of our father and constancy in doing the amal of the masjid. We started at a young age started off at the masjid with our ta'aleem and our mashwara. It was not very easy. But starting small, my father, he used to bring us to the masjid and make us sit in the ta'aleem, which started to kindle up the fire of tabligh in our hearts. And we had started coming to Masjid Al-Hilal every Friday. So we started to try and bring groups of friends. So whenever myself and my brothers, we would come to the masjid, we should try to attach at least one or two friends that are close with us and bring them with us to the Shab Guzari. And we'll spend the whole Shab Guzari from Asr till the next day, Ishraq, in the masjid. So like this, alhamdulillah, for many years, we had made effort on many of our friends. And we ourselves, we are, alhamdulillah, regular in the Masjid Al-Hilal. Not very long ago, recently, we were trying to make a jama'ah of 4 months from Glen Road Masjid. And alhamdulillah, I managed to come out for 4 months in the path of Allah. Unfortunately, not many brothers could come out due to still being in school and madrasa. But we're trying to make a full formal jamaat, inshallah, next year, as soon as we can, inshallah.
Amir, while you were in the masjid, you were doing hifz at that time, am I right?
Ji.
So obviously a hifz class takes a lot of time, it's important. But how were you structuring yourself that you're doing hifz also, and you are doing the work also? Because you have to wake up early, and then there's a middle day, sabbath, door, all these things. How you were, balancing yourself out and still getting the work done?
So basically, while we are in madrasa, we should try to give all our work early as we can and use the day in madrasa to learn for the next day. And we'll be free for the rest of the day to do this work. And even if we do fall back some days where we could not complete our work in madrasa, we take ijazat from the Amir Sahab. And while the gasht is on, sometimes we sit in zikr and we complete our sabak that needs to be learned. But most of the time, we try to complete all our work before gush and use that time to go and meet the brothers in the area.
So in other words, when you went out in the jamaat, if I'm understanding correctly, you also made fikr on your Quran in an infiradi time and you did the work together. That's what you are saying.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. So encouraging, my dear brother. And then now you have finished your hifz and you spend time in the path of Allah, you're working now. So how are you structuring yourself with your day-to-day job or your occupation and the work in the masjid? As a young man, you got so many commitments. How are you doing this?
So, from starting of the day, after our morning mashwara and ta'aleem in the masjid, we take out 1 hour to read our Quran in the masjid, make our door, if we get chance to read by somebody. And we, after that, after going to work, obviously busy the whole day. And straight after work, maybe we have a little rest at home, have a cup of tea, and we go out to do the gasht. We try to structure ourselves in such a way that within that 1 hour after work we have, we fulfill all our taqazas. Our supper is done, our meals are done in that 1 hour, and after that we are free to do the work of gasht after that, and do our amal for the day.
So Amir, there's many youngsters that are here that have taken up jobs, 18, 19 years old, 20, 21. Your final parting words to them before you sit down, how should they work? What's your encouraging words?
It's not very easy to sacrifice your sleep and sacrifice your comforts. But for this work, for the greater purpose that we have been sent to this world, everyone needs to give some type of qurbani in their lives. With a little bit of istiqamat and continue doing an amal over and over, inshallah, the azmat will come into our hearts.
MashaAllah. Jazakallah. Hafiz Dr. Yusuf Qazi Sahib, while he's coming forward, brothers, NUM 9301 Red Opel Astra Station Wagon, humbly requested to remove the vehicle. You're obstructing at certain point wherever you are parked. Allah Pak reward you. Brothers, while Hafiz Sahab Doctor is coming forward, remember the Amal of Karguzari. The Amal of Karguzari, as Dr. Sahab explained, has got such a great effect in it. One bird came to a Nabi who was a king, and first he asked, فَقَالَ مَا لِيَ لَا أَرَى الْهُدْهُدْ أَمْ كَانَ مِنَ الْغَائِبِينَ. I'm finding him that he's absent. When that bird came and gave his karguzari and his report from where he had been, what he had seen, and he came and gave a report, after that, that was a means of that nation being saved from doom in the dunya, qabr and akhirat. So the report back of what we are doing, don't add extra, don't subtract. As it's happening, it'll be an inspiration and you don't know where it can reach. Sometime a person hears this part of the program and he makes his decision for his whole life. Inshallah, sit for the rest of the karguzari and those other brothers that have come to give you a karguzari and we haven't called out your name. Inshallah, you can also volunteer. Doctor, mashallah. You started many years ago as a student. Bismillah, how it happened?
Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So, initially, when we started the work of Tabligh, it was towards the end of my schooling life, towards Mutsik. So at the end of, after writing my exams in Mutsik, then I decided to come out in the path of Allah, alhamdulillah. And during this time when, you know, many students, after completing a Mutsik exams, some students, they're going for holiday, they have other plans. Alhamdulillah, Allah Pak accepted us to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So during this time, I know I had a lot of reservations, I had a lot of concerns because I just wrote my Mutsik exams and I needed to get into a medical school. So to get into medical school, you needed, you know, high marks and you needed a very high aggregate to get into medical school. So when I went out in Jamaat, then alhamdulillah, I started making a lot of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, for the outcome of my Mutsik. And I remember specifically, like, during my examination, there were a few things, right, that I was sure had, where I had messed up. So, for example, like my English essay paper, I had tipexed a lot of the words, and when I went to my English teacher, they said that whatever is tipexed, then it's basically, that sentence is omitted and is not counted as part of the essay. Another example is like in my maths paper, my first question, when I went to my mathematics teacher after, he told me that, you know what, how you did it was wrong. And this was for about 10 marks. So anyway, I had all of these concerns and these worries now, you know, going. But alhamdulillah, in the path of Allah, I just kept making dua. The Hajjud time, we would make dua. After every Fard Salah, you know, we were making dua. And alhamdulillah, it turned out everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even that marker who's marking the paper, you know, in that time, who's in the control of that pen? Who's in the control of his mind? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it came out that, alhamdulillah, that maths paper, which I knew that I had something wrong, I got 100% for that paper. And then that English paper also. And alhamdulillah, I ended up doing very well. And they actually called me from Jamaat, you know, to go to the ICC and, you know, to pick up some awards and all that. So alhamdulillah, from this year, this is where my affinity and my love for Tabligh started.
MashaAllah. And after that, you wanted to go for 4 months.
Yeah.
You had some glitches on the way, but how you never give up? Because there's many youngsters that are seated here. They have practically got their passports in their hand, but they're wondering how I'm going to go. And you took about maybe 1 or 2 years to make that journey. Just explain to them about that part. That's a karguzari on its own.
Yeah.
And in between Abba also,
yeah.
Well, health and all that. You know?
Okay, so at the end of my medical school, just after I completed my 6 years, alhamdulillah, it was such that I had exactly 4 months before I start my internship. So I said, this is the perfect opportunity. So from the beginning of that year, myself and one of the Maulanas, I'm sure, is seated somewhere here. We started making fikr on a Jamaat, on a 4 month IPP Jamaat. So during the week, twice a week, thrice a week, whenever spare time, we would go, we would meet potential youngsters and how we can make fikr on a Jamaat, on a 4 month Jamaat to come out. So the whole year we made fikr and alhamdulillah, you know, getting the visa, all of this, you know, we made so much of fikr. So alhamdulillah, towards the end, we finally came out. Now we were ready, we had our complete Jamaat, and we came out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it so happens that Allah's hukam, Allah's plan is such that 2 weeks while we are out in the path of Allah, I get a call from medical school telling them that I need to come back to complete one more block. So now you must know all this preparation. I've been yearning to go for 4 months from the beginning of medical school till now, I was completely heartbroken, shattered that, you know what, that this is being. So I made Mashura, and through Mashura, it was decided that, you know, I'd rather just stay and complete this this course that I needed to finish and continue. But still that desire, that pain in the heart, that longing to go for the 4 months was still there. And then it so happened that, alhamdulillah, towards the end of my community service, Allah Pak opened up the way again. So now, at the end of my community service, I'm thinking, okay, what do I do next year? You know, do I go and try to specialize? Do I open up a GP practice? You know, which way should I go? And Allah Pak, one day, as I was doing my community service in Freyhead.
Just to interject, because there's some karguzara of yours I want to put forward. Wherever you were doing that community service, you didn't discount it as your job day. You were linked up to the masjid. Change that part.
Gee. So alhamdulillah, in that masjid, in the Freyhead masjid, we were very lucky. We had a very strong Paban Sati from Freyhead, who was very active in the work. So we, as much as possible, we continue to do the gush, you know, and to stay linked to the A'mal. But during this year, now over the 3 years, I did feel myself fading, slowly fading away and losing this priority for deen. And I realized that at one point that, you know what, that this is a major concern, that I was becoming very far away from deen. This was the most important catalyst to everything, is that I was staying in the masjid, literally not next to the masjid, in the courtyard of the masjid. I was staying there. We had a flat upstairs. And, you know, salah with jamaat was becoming difficult, this and that. So it was a major concern, pain, that, you know what, how can I be living in the masjid and still be so far away from deen? So I knew, you know, something had to be done. And then, alhamdulillah, towards the end of the year, I made niyyah to come out in the 4 months, 4 months in the path of Allah. And Allah Pak made it such that, this is one thing about a niyyah, that when you make a pakka, solid niyat in the heart, and you make that niyat straight from your heart directly with Allah, and you make this, Allah just opens up the way. So when I made this niyat, there was no follow up. I just made this niyat and I made decision in the car, my drive from Durban to Freyhead, that, you know what, I'm going to come out in the path of Allah. And within that week, Allah Pak sent a jamaat, right, from Durban to Freyhead. And we hadn't gotten a jamaat in Freyhead for that entire year. I think maybe one jamaat. But this jamaat that came was a 4 months jamaat, right? And they were youngsters who were ready to come out in 4 months, right? And they were ready. And not only that, the Amir and one of the Zimidaris was my teachers. So when I met them, I was like taken aback, like, you know, like, what are you doing here? They say, no, we're out in jamaat. So I told them, hey, you know what, I made niyyah to come out in 4 months jamaat, you know. So they said, you know what, your luck, this is a 4 months jamaat, why don't you join them? So how Allah Pak made it, he sent a 4 months jamaat to Freyhead, to my doorstep, where everything just became, and after that everything was easy, right? The Amir of the jamaat asked for my passport. I got my passport. That night a call was made to Hilal. Mashura decided that, you know what, this jamaat is already out. There is another jamaat starting in January. Why you don't join that jamaat? But alhamdulillah, I promise, like, it was nothing of my own doing. That only the niyat, and that also that niyat, Allah Pak put it in the heart. As I was driving, it just came in my heart, and I knew this is what I wanted to do. And immediately I phoned my mother. I got her ijazat. I made mashura with my partner. And you know what, she ijazat, and I knew I was ready. So, alhamdulillah.
Brothers, tashkil going to take place after Isha, before Isha. But now you heard the 4 month Khan Guzari. You don't have to stand up. Just put your hand up. Who'll say I'll go 4 months one day, inshallah? Bhai, look like you'll never have supper, bhai. Yeah, you had lunch. Inshallah, who'll go for 4 months one day, inshallah? Allah Kabul, mashallah. Mashallah. Hafiz, doctor, this is the last part of your Khan Guzari. Now that you have got yourself, you are a practicing doctor, how are you negotiating the time between the practice, the work, the family? Because many, many young brothers are also 20, 25 years old. They've got families, they started their life. How do you fit the work in your program of your life?
Gee, so it is very, very difficult. And this is where the true test of mujahada and istiqamat comes in. Because every day you're leaving, you leave for the surgery, 8 o'clock in the morning, you spend the entire day in the surgery. And then after that, you come back, you're quite tired. But the main thing, what you learn during your 4 months is when you come back, to stay strong, you have to be linked to the 5 A'mal. That's the main thing. In order for you to stay strong, because iman goes up and down. So for you to remain steadfast, for you to remain consistent, for istiqamat, you have to be linked to the 5 A'mal. So come what may, whether you're tired, no matter what, even if you had a long day, whatever shift, you come back, you go for your gush, you ensure that you're there for your for Shab Guzari, your 5 A'mal, your 3 days every month. And through this you see, through these A'mal, your entire life gets made. Through these A'mal, Allah Pak puts ease in your work. Your work starts becoming easy. Through these A'mal, you start getting peace, contentment in the heart. You start enjoying life. The quality of your life increases. Through these A'mal, deen comes into your life. You become more pabun on salah. Your Quran elevates. As you see, you're more consistent. And especially if you're increasing, you'll see dua and zikr will come into your life. And all of this year will only increase.
Allah Pak kabul. MashaAllah. We're calling upon Ismail Motala from Westville while he's coming through. Allah Pak accept. But remember, Dr. Saab is married, newly married. He's also doing in Masturat work. I know this is a student program, but many young brothers are married. In this young age, you go out in a Masturat work, inshallah, your home will have deen. Inshallah. MashaAllah. Ismail Motala, you're from Westville in a campus. Are you making effort, brother? Welcome.
Alhamdulillah, we
just
only
one
get
minute.
Chosen.
VW Caddy NPN 2303. Please remove your vehicle.
Alhamdulillah, my name is Ismail Motala from Westfall. I'm studying computer science here in the Westfall Varsity College. Alhamdulillah, through only Allah's permission, I started going out from last year. Alhamdulillah, because of my keeping good friends that allowed me to go out in the path of Allah. Once I went out in the path of Allah, just that one night, I didn't even spend the 3 days. I came to Hilal on the Friday night. I said, I'm not ready. I went back home. Alhamdulillah, I got to spend the Saturday night with the Jamaat. And it just showed me that when you go out for Jamaat, you can have your fun, but you also read your Salah. So we spent the whole night up. We were talking about the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. We were all still making jokes and talking as friends do. And that morning when we read the Hajjat Salah, Alhamdulillah, that peace that you feel when you're reading the Tahajjud Salah and when you're out in the path of Allah, that's when you realize that this is what you are made to do. You won't find peace like that in any other worldly activity except when you're going out in the path of Allah or when you're spending your time doing what you are made to do. As Muslims, we are made to submit to Allah and pray to Allah. So Alhamdulillah, when you go out in these environments and you do what you are supposed to, what you are created to do, Alhamdulillah, that peace you will not find anywhere else, nowhere in the campus, in your studies, nowhere playing soccer with your friends, as fun as it is. But Alhamdulillah, from that, then I decided that inshallah, I'm going to try and take this amal and take these efforts that my friends made on me from different locations and bring it into our own location, Alhamdulillah.
Yusuf, which institution are you studying at?
At the Varsity College in West Culture.
So you're doing effort over there, isn't it?
Yeah, Alhamdulillah, there was nothing there before that. There was no musalla for the Muslims to pray. But Alhamdulillah, throughout the year, first the Durban North campus, Shukr Dave, started a musalla there. Now the Westfield campus has a musalla, and slowly the work of deen is taking place, Alhamdulillah.
So what time is your zuhr?
The zuhr there, they have a break from 12 to 1 where no classes happen. So Alhamdulillah, we got a classroom reserved for the Muslims, half an hour for the Muslim males to go and pray, and half an hour for the Muslim females to go and pray.
So amongst the males, that's what we're talking about, because many brothers are in the college. How you'll do the talim and which day is your gush? First of all, how you're doing the talim?
Shukran Alhamdulillah, the brothers from Hilal are making so much effort to come out into these communities and to just remind us about our deen, and that helps us and gives us that josh, that energy to then do it ourselves in our own location. In that hour gap that we have where the brothers don't have classes and they don't have any activities, they try and just go out to the Muslim brothers, not obviously directly going and talking about Allah Ta'ala, but that is the end goal, just to bring the brothers closer to Allah Ta'ala. And I think that's something that's very important. None of us are perfect. Only our Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was perfect, and he is the role model that we should aim to be like. But we should always just try and better ourselves. If we are reading our 5 times namaz, then we should try and leave nafil salah. If we're not reading our 5 times namaz, then we should try and, aim for that and just keep on progressing in our deen and as people, inshallah.
So Ismail, which day is your gush?
The gush is on, outgush is on Mondays. Alhamdulillah, we're doing it in Northcliffe now. and Wednesdays is the ingash in our local community, alhamdulillah.
And in the varsity, what gash will be?
In the varsity college.
Just mulaqats.
Just mulaqats, just meeting the Muslim brothers, reminding them about deen, inviting them to the masjid.
And you will have like a mustaqi or a specific program, like how we have a gash day, having a bayan. You'll have a short bayan besides talim?
No, nothing yet, but inshallah we're progressing and just trying to
inshallah
get to that,
get inshallah. There,
inshallah.
Inshallah. And any idea to take out jamaat from the varsity boys?
Yes, definitely, alhamdulillah. Since we started from Westfall, the students' jamaats, then alhamdulillah, a lot of the varsity college students come up to us and say, I heard the brothers are going out for the jamaat, and they're telling us about the lovely experiences that they're having, and through that, the hidayat is being made, and they're coming out in the path of Allah, alhamdulillah.
Ismail, Allah accept your effort
inshallah.
And your friend's effort.
Inshallah, Allah accepts,
inshallah. Brothers are requested to just move a little bit, mashallah. Just come forward, this brother's requiring some place in the back. You see some back, mashallah, come closer, mashallah.
Maulana Abdul Rahim from Peter Marisburg.
Brothers are also requested, let us pay attention. Sometimes we may be talking amongst our friends. We are causing a little bit of disturbance with others. So brothers, come closer. Mashallah, brother Ismail gave his report of what they are doing. How many was in your jamaat last? 50 some out?
That Port Shepston?
How many brothers? MashaAllah, they made effort. They took out 60 youngsters for 3 days. So we all make niyat, inshallah. In our areas when we are going, we encourage others, inshallah. This is this effort, inshallah. MashaAllah.
Muhammad Asmal from Clare State, Malawi, Karguzari. Come closer, boy. Is he here? Mullah Abdul Rahim Sahib is here. Mullah Abdul Rahim from Peter Marisburg. Molna, you're doing effort there. Come stand up, inshallah. Come close.
Where is he?
He's here somewhere. Maybe just finishing namaz. They came in a bit late, traffic. Molna Ghulam Hussain Saab.
Come.
Molana has been in the work from his student days. So Mashura felt that somebody that you can see how the effort you progress, mashallah, from the school days to the varsity, then studying in the Darul Uloom and not teaching in the Darul Uloom and still doing the effort. So Mawlana will give a karguzari on that, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, respected Arden and brothers. Only the Fazl of Allah, Karam of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala accepts us to do the effort of deen. We were initially studying in the university, Howard College. It was many years ago. We were doing the electronic engineering. And when we went to the university, we were not just like how we were just now. Alhamdulillah, we came from a home of deen, from a masjid where the effort was taking place, but we were not actively involved in the effort. And university is an environment where the worst of things happen. But as is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take out the worst things from the best things from the worst places. So this environment is not conducive to deen. But when you make an effort of deen in an environment which is not conducive to deen, Allah Ta'ala will bring amazing results. So when we went to the university, first day, I remember the first day, we were walking and we met one brother. He was wearing turban, he was wearing kurta, wearing lungi, first day of campus. He was his first day, it was our first day also. And the first words I heard from his mouth was, we need to find where the musalla is because we have to read salah. So that was the first impression that affected me was, this youngster came to university like me, but his worry from the first day is where's the place for salah. And alhamdulillah, from that day we started doing salah. And as in the masjid, the students that were there previous to us, alhamdulillah, the effort of tabligh was taking place in that musalla. And gash was taking place every once a week. Talim was taking place. And alhamdulillah, slowly, slowly, we tried to join through the encouragement of the brothers there. The environment is not easy to make effort. But when you make effort in the environment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up the way. Many, many people who are found in the university are not met by anyone, not met by the satis of the masjid, they're not met by anyone because no one even knows where they stay, no one even knows, sometimes they don't even look like Muslims. We should do gush at times, and the one brother who was very active, he only should recognize the brothers. We never knew he was a Muslim, we don't even know who he was, he didn't look anything like a Muslim. But through the barakat of effort, Allah Ta'ala will make us meet people that who will not meet anywhere else. So alhamdulillah, like this, slowly, slowly, as we join the effort, and we started coming out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a few days, our dressing changed, our behavior changed, and worry and concern came for deen in our heart. And this is the barakat of the effort. The more we will spend time in the path of Allah, the more we will talk about Allah, the more we will listen about Allah, then that worry and concern firstly for ourselves will come. Ultimately, the effort is for ourselves. How this 100% deen come in our own life. We are apparently making effort on others, but it's for ourselves. So when we will do the effort, slowly but surely, that worry and concern will come in our own life. Our dressing will change. our behavior will change, our speaking will change. And this brother who I mentioned before, Allah, he's a pastor, you know, marhum, but he was a very great role model for us. And this is a very important aspect of a student's life, to choose the right role model. If you have the right role model, then you will be in the right direction. If you choose the wrong role model, you may go to campus with a very good dini temperament and dini level. But if you join the wrong company, then you can lose everything. On the other hand, you may go with a low dini level, but you join the right company, mix with the right people, in the university, which is one of the worst places, Allah can bring you onto deen. So this brother, he together with his just in being according to the sunnah, his behavior was very, very high level. He was studying civil engineering, and in the civil engineering class, there was one non-Muslim person who was very prominent because of his intelligence. He came out first in the class. But Allah Ta'ala gave such awe to this brother because of his dressing, because of his behavior, that everyone, Muslim and non-Muslim alike, used to hold him in high esteem, used to respect him. When they wanted someone to speak on their behalf, instead of choosing the non-Muslim who was a prominent person, they preferred him to be the representative for them. This was because of how he behaved. So how we behave in university will have a very great effect on others. People who are on deen, low level of deen, and those who are not on deen also.
Musab, while studying in the varsity, obviously a person is going first year, second year, third year. Often a person thinks that now I've studied, deeni-wise I can't progress anymore. At what point was it that now I need to seek, as I'm seeking tertiary knowledge from the varsity, I need to get higher Islamic education as well. So how did you bridge that and also go forward and study? Because many want to do that, but they got hindrances and hurdles. You can be an encouragement to them by telling them that you decided that line also.
So when you start the effort of deen, then automatically you get worry and concern. How am I going to practice the deen? What is the correct way of practicing? So that's the natural effect of effort, that the worry and concern come. How am I going to read salah? How am I going to correct my life? My deenings must be correct. Everything must become correct. So I have one cousin who's an alim. Every Thursday, from university, every Thursday night I should wait for him. And I should hound him with my questions. Many questions, every Thursday. So many questions, because as you're doing the effort now, the worry and concern is coming. This must be right, this must be right. So after some time, the thought came in my mind from Allah Ta'ala. How much am I going to keep on asking him? When will the day come when I will know myself, when I can learn myself? So this thought that came from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is what inspired me to think of going forward in this line. Obviously, when you're studying already 2 years in university, it's not easy to leave. One is 2 years have passed already. Financially, you have already spent so much money, etc. A lot of things will come in front of you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires you that you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that time, I spent my first time in the path of Allah. And I spent time with one of our senior ulama. And he advised me that you turn to Allah, you write a letter home. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up. When I came back, alhamdulillah, my parents were happy also. And alhamdulillah, to the barakat of my parents' du'as, ustaz du'as, Allah Ta'ala opened the way for me to go. But the first thing was, through the barakah of the effort, this worry and concern came to correct your life, to ask the questions. And that worry comes, then you want to ask, go to the ulama, find out the correct way. And then you'll realize, I also want to know myself. So for this, this is how Allah Ta'ala took me to the madrasa.
Allah Pak Kabul, Mawlana.
While we have...
Mawlana spent 1 year.
Thanks. Benefit of 1 year,
Abu Bakr from Dundee, you can come forward while Mawlana finishing the 1 year.
Alhamdulillah, after going to madrasa, then we made effort, alhamdulillah, in the madrasa with one worry and concern, that how deen come in our life. And after that, our elders encourage us, after spending time in the madrasa, to go 1 year in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The responsibility that an alim, person who is the forefront in deen, is higher than others. So just as we have to have worry and concern for the whole world, the responsibility of the alim, who is the imam, is to have more worry and concern. For this, we need training under the guidance of our elders. So we spend time in the path of Allah, different season, different people, different environments. This changes us, that we come back, that we can make effort in the whole world, all the communities. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah.
Brothers, our Karguzar is going a little bit northern Natal now. So by Zahir Asmal, last week they had a student program. There's few brothers that gave their Karguzari in Ladysmith. While Abu Bakr from Dundee giving his Karguzari, Zahir Bhai, there's two students, if they came with you, please come here to the front. We also want to hear from them what they told you all day. We heard it was very interesting and encouraging. You can bring them forward. Abu Bakr, you can start, inshallah. While Abu Bakr is speaking, my dear brother, we just spoke before he begins. You see, we spoke about university. Sulman Bhai Patel, everybody knows him. All the youngsters know him. Whole of Transvaal knows him. When he went to the varsity, so his uncle called him, Suleiman, you're going to study? Gee, uncle, I'm going to study. Suleiman, you're going to do what? Uncle, I'm going to get a degree. So his uncle told him two advices with that. Oh, Sulaiman, come back not forgetting Allah's decree and don't come back with any decree. Advice meaning that come back remembering Allah's command. And you're going alone, don't come back with somebody from the varsity and you're telling this is my better half. Study, get your degree and come back and remember Allah's command. All will do that, inshallah. Allah kabul, mashallah. Abu Bakr, where are you from, bhai?
Tandi.
Tandi. Tandi, you studying or you working?
I study.
Mashallah, in the madrasa?
Ji, Talmudim.
Tell us which madrasa and how you're making effort, mashallah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir
rajim. Loudly.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah, tuba di Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala smithi. I'm studying in Talmudim. I was born in Tandi. I grew up in Johannesburg. Since my mom, Allah forbid, since my mom and my father are living separate, my mom had to take me while I was young. He took me with her to Johannesburg. While I was growing up as a Christian. I used to go to church because of through the encouragement of my grandmother. But immediately when my grandmother passed away, I started to deprive, I started to come out in the way. Little bit when I was growing up, I used to see the brothers wearing white kurtas, wearing white topis. Through this, I saw the beauty, I saw the beautiful clothes.
Which township this was?
The Renfontein.
Renfontein?
Renfontein.
Renfontein, near Zadville.
Ji, ji.
All right, carry on. Mashallah.
As I was growing up, I saw them. But because of I was young, I didn't have that courage to approach them and to ask them. Only to find the courage when I returned back to go to Tandi to know who is my father. On the way, I told my father, it was December, that father, there are certain things I'm limited to since I'm in Christianity, I can't do. Then my father accepted that because of Christianity, it is a well-known religion also. So through this, I used to go to church. Immediately, when I was Christianity, I used to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide me, to give me the release of iman. So when I went, I kept on making this dua. On my first day at school, I was going to do grade 11. I saw one brother, his name is Ahmed Mahai. He was wearing the same topi that I saw when I was young. I said, hey, here's this clothes, hey, this kind of cloth that I saw when I was young. I approached him. I asked him, what is this cloth? Mainly people, they say, when we wear this cloth, we're gonna become mad. He said, no, they are misunderstanding. This cloth is from my prophet. I said, who is your prophet? He said, my prophet is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then I said, please tell me more. Tell me more about your prophet. He told me the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the guidance of mankind. He's the last prophet and there won't be other prophet to come. I said, okay, now what is the religion? He said, his religion is Islam. I said, what does it mean? He said, to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through this answer, I was encouraged. Then I started to ask more questions. When I keep asking more questions, he told me Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the savior, is the master of the last day of judgment. He's the one who gives harm, he's the one who gives benefit. Through this, I felt something. I felt that no, Islam is giving me that taste of truth. So I asked more. He told me Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives life, is the one who gives death. When I started to search about the Quran, about the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I came to find out that there's something called Sunnah. Sunnah is everything that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say. So I used to hear the recitation of the Quran. Then through this I have loved Islam and I asked Mahai, how can I accept Islam? He took me to one Mulana in the school that I was learning in. That Mulana is teaching life orientation. So I asked questions, he answered some of the questions I asked. So he gave me Kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam through Allah's mercy. Immediately when I accepted Islam, in a way where they said that I must make husal, which is the pure way, which is cleanness. So through this it have effect on me, a good effect. So immediately they took me to Jamaat, 3 days Jamaat.
Where you all went?
Oh, we went to, I think, Ladysmith.
All right.
Larry Smith. Beckville or Larry Smith, one of the two. Murana. So when they took me to Jamaat, mainly the thing, Friday, each and every Friday, they used to give us pass out at school. That pass out, I used to put it in my kurta. The time I was going to Jamaat, I left my kurta, one of my kurta, because it was late, Murana. I left it on a shelf. So my mom, my stepmother, used to wash the clothes for me sometimes. So that pass out fell down, he shot my father. So when my father found out that I went to Jamaat, I never tell her him exactly, Murana, that I'm going to Jamaat. I just said, I'm going to church with the camp. So he allowed me. So when I went to Jamaat, to the Jamaat, I just felt peace. I just saw the beauty of Islam, whereby they teach of about cleanliness. I asked, why is so clean? They said, it's Nabi who orders us to be clean. At-tuhuru shatrul iman. They teach how to make istinja. They teach the etiquette of toilet. Islam teaches about the etiquette of eating with pre-finger. I just felt love. I just felt peace within myself. They're waking up nicely, 2 o'clock. They advise us to wake up 2 o'clock, make 2 rakat of salah, and shed 2 tears. This, Mulana, I can't explain. I don't have a way to explain how I felt.
Allah Kabul. Allah Kabul. Allah Kabul. Allah accept, brothers. MashaAllah. Inshallah. Brothers, if you notice, he gave Karguzari that he saw the Jamaat walking. And the Jamaat was walking, and he also saw somebody with a topi. Often the thought comes that a topi is something insignificant. What's there if I just walk in one locality? But Wallahi al-Azim, my young brothers, don't underestimate this walking. Don't underestimate the khuruj in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes it's not the talking. Sometimes it's just the walking. Allah ta'ala uses that Jamaat. I don't think so. They know Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr don't know that Jamaat. But Allah knows both of them. So young brothers, when you are encouraged in the weekends, come out for 24 hours. Sometimes the youngsters say, no, what? I'd rather wait when I'll go 1 day, 4 months. While you are a student, your time is 24 hours, Dr. Sir. So go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't know, and I don't know, whether I will walk somewhere, someone will see one topi, and that topi will affect his heart. To you and I, it's our normal dress. Sunnat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my beloved brothers, say inshallah, from today I will keep on sunnat. I will remain on sunnat inshallah. Allah Pak kabul, mashallah. Mashallah, we got Bashir. Bashir, a few words of how you're making effort in your area. At the same time, my dear brothers, remember there's challenges in the localities and there's challenges in the locations. To overcome this, you must take the courage and do effort, inshallah. Inshallah? Just 1 minute. Doctor.
Brother Zahir Aswal, come to the front, inshallah.
Please come with your 2 satis that you brought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. My name is Bashir. I'm original from Ingwavuma. Ingwavuma, it's almost close to Swaziland. I can stand with half of my body South Africa, half of my body Swaziland.
MashaAllah. Allah give you barakat in your body.
Alhamdulillah.
Says got a big body.
Alhamdulillah, I point there. From my young age, I used to spend most of my time in the forest looking after the donkeys. Even when I was about to embrace Islam, I used to come with the same donkey near the Jamaatkhana, which is in Slangwini. I used to come with it, play the ball. My relatives and also my fellow friends, they used to be there in the masjid. Sitting there in the masjid, already some of them, they embrace Islam that time. But me, I used to come with my donkey playing the soccer. When it's time for namaz, they used to leave the soccer and go for namaz. And then the stages of the looking after the donkey started increasing. I only have to look after them from morning until 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, I have to tie them in chain and leave them in the certain areas where there will be enough grass for them. Alhamdulillah, from this 1 o'clock, I used to go again playing this soccer. playing the soccer, they will leave me and then go for Salah. And then lastly, they say, come and join us. To join was not to make wuzu or read Salah. Just sit in the back and see what we're doing. I will sit in the back, see what they're doing. Came in the time where I lost all my books. I was doing grade 6. I lost all my books and all my pens. I was scared to go to the school because they would hit me. And then even if I stay home, they would ask me to go to school. My hiding area was the masjid. I hid in the masjid. Lastly, when I hid in the masjid, I sleep in the masjid. They wake up for Fajr. I will wake up with them. The class, I think it was morning class, where one of our sati, Sheikh Khalid, maybe it's him, him will say, you're spending most of your time here. Why are you not embracing this Islam? Before I reach this conclusion, we were born in the farm. In the farm, you only part when you go to school. If you don't go to school, no parting. But this my fellow friends, who were in the masjid, they used to part with the same wuzu. Even when they go to school, Govuma is very cold. They used to make the same wuzu when they go to school. But alhamdulillah, with the same, this wuzu, this cleaning of cleanness, I embrace Islam. Amongst the products, I just remember there's one sheikh who's in Govuma, was the founder of this Jamaikana, Sheikh Adam. His house is almost near the forest. Behind his house, a few kilometers, my house. Some of the satis who are here, they came one of the days, they passed Adam's house. The way they were standing, they were shining white. They were white. Few of them are here. I won't mention their names. But if you want to ask me, I'll tell you. But all this happened, my dear friends, from grade 6, I went to school. When we were in school, we used to, when there's certain days where they say, don't wear your uniform, you must wear your own clothes. We from Guavuma, we used to walk from the masjid with our topis and the kutas, go to the schools.
Subhanallah.
We used to walk like this. We used to walk the entire area with our kutas. The pastors, like this Apostle 12, they used to cause lots of trouble to us. Say, why are you wearing a dress? You are a woman. We have to tell them that we find this religion better than the your religion. Most of our friends used to go to this church. But alhamdulillah, I was protected going this. Because one of the pastors used to pass his house, used to swear that one day you're going to come to my church. But now when I come to Guavuma, to my area, he salute me. My dear friend, all of you all are here. Alhamdulillah, I'm just an ordinary boy from Guavuma. Now, alhamdulillah, I'm an imam, one of the areas in Stenga. Last year, December, was 8, I managed to go to Pakistan. The elders, they bring us all here. The main intention is for all of us to go Jamaat. To go Jamaat. That is straight, no doubt.
Bashir, did you ever dream one day you will go to Raiwin?
I remember when my father was telling me that I have two families. One, they are Zionist. My other part, they are the Shembes. They are all the time family Shembes. Them, they are very hard on Shembe. They used to trouble me, but the only defense is that they didn't see me growing up. I just came to them while I was a little bit older, and then they see me wearing all the scooters. But I tell my father, my young father, that one day, because of this, I want to go to Pakistan. They start telling me all the negative words. They're killing people there. Why are you going there? You're going to die. The entire family, they sit me, they told me the full bayan about this. But in my mind, it was only that one day I would go.
And when you reached there, Bashir, you were amazed at how you see people from Cameroon, from Chad, from Ghana, from the States, from Australia, from Russia. How was that feeling to see that, hey, so many Muslims from so many different countries all are doing one effort? Did that amaze you?
The worrying part is that besides this one, which they are like us, the African, the worrying part is these Pakistani people, when they see us, we black Africans, they used to come and surround us, ask you, where are you coming from? Those who know English, they say, if you say South Africa, they say jungle. Jungle.
Jungle.
Then, because later when we used to Pakistan, we used to at least tell them about the cricket players like Ashim Amla, Dikog. At least that they understand that we're coming to a country. But otherwise, they used to think that we're coming from the jungle.
MashaAllah, brothers. Brothers, each young man have a karguzari. Bashir, your words before you sit down. Should everyone go for 4 months?
Inshallah.
Allah pak kabul, mashallah.
I request 5 things to say.
5 things?
Yeah. First of all, those who go in Pakistan, whether today or any time, I make this dua. Allah must remove the sleepness which affects us in the morning bayan. The second thing, Allah also must keep those who will go, that must remove the desire to go to the bazaar, that way bazaar.
Amen, amen.
Amen. And also, my dear brother, last three, those who are going, if you meet them, they don't talk to you, you see their mouth like this, you must know that they're eating something.
Mashallah.
And also when you reach at the masjid, you're going to see green things like number 2 for rabbit. Don't think that there's a rabbit there. There's someone who's eating that thing.
Mashallah.
And last thing, my dear friend, when you go to all this masjid, Pakistan masjid, make sure you don't put any sweet in your bag, because the rats which are in Pakistan.
MashaAllah.
Finish.
MashaAllah. Brothers, all in the work of Deen, MashaAllah. One time a person is herding donkeys. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala one time was with camels. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala was with his animals. Then Allah Pak honored these two. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, amongst the greatest of Sahaba, amongst those who held the great hadith of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the riwayat, Sayyidina Umar is that Nabi. Lokana Nabi Abadi, Lakana Umar. If there has to be a Nabi after me, it will be Umar. But at one stage, they were tending to animals. Intaqilani min khidmatil ghanam ila khidmati sayyidil umam. At one stage, we are making khidmat, so to say, tending to animals. Then Allah Pak honors a person. My dear young brothers, today we might not be herding donkeys, we might not be herding camels, but the basic mundane things that are taking up our time as a young brother, be it gaming, be it sports on an excessive level, or be it just whiling away our time, let us think like Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Let us think like Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And as his young brother, he might have put it across to us in a light-hearted manner. But his message was this, that at one stage you can be doing something just by the way, and then Allah Rabbul Izzat will put you on the way. This is the barakat of deen, that Allah Rabbul Izzat, He gives izzat bil Islam. Allah gives izzat through Islam. Don't doubt your capabilities. Wallahi lazim, my young brothers, you have come here today in your hundreds, more than 1,000 already have come, 1,500 already here. The azm, then the determination that we should make, that bayan going to take place, Bahazat Maulana, after Maghrib. All of us are requested to do the following things. One is, we'll finish, probably the masjid will be full by that time, so we read our sunnat in the place. Thereafter, my dear brothers, let us not make a fiza, let us not make an environment of leaving, let us be glued to the masjid. That person that stays in a masjid, ahabbal biladi ilallahi masajiduha, the most beloved place to Allah Ta'ala is the masjid. And if I stay in the masjid, remember, already 1 hour of this fikr is carrying on, like an aircon is on, it cools the place. Just like that, when fikr is on, it is warming the hearts in a certain direction. Don't leave the masjid, say inshallah. Then after that, my dear brothers, remain attentive till the talk finishes at around 8 o'clock. Then tashkil gonna take place. This is the magical part of this program. This is the most important part of the program. Where now, like that young man who'll come for nikah, and they say, nakahtuha wa kabiltuha, I have accepted her, I have married her. At that time he's telling Allah, I'm making a pledge to take this woman in my life and fulfill the sunnah. In another way, a tashkil is like that. Oh Allah, I'm taking this effort in my life. I'm going to serve the effort of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when tashkil going to take place, it's going to be like this. 4 months tashkil will take place. Then the brothers of 4 months will go to the extreme corner where the 4 month sign is. 40 days tashkil, you go to that sign. And then 20 days and 10 days and less than that tashkil going to take place. So brothers, you are the majma that has come first. This group. Who's the brother? So you are the brothers that have come first. If you set the trend and some great thing comes out of this, Allah Rabbul Izzat will bless you. Allahumma zid fazid. Brothers, we have time for a last card guzari. Doctors are saying, Mawlana Masihullah sahab, mashallah, come closer. Come forward, mashallah. Mawlana Masihullah from Clare Estate. Mawlana is here, inshallah. Mawlana Masihullah, Mawlana Abdul Rahim, one of the two. Anybody else that has come to give their karguzari, probably we didn't get a chance to get your name, but like our Abu Bakr from Dundee, we didn't know he had a karguzari, but it was a very inspiring karguzari. So who say, I've come to give my report? Amirs of the Jamaat knows that you have told them you have to give some report there, and your report hasn't been taken. You got something to say that will benefit the majma. Stand up, come forward, inshallah. Allah reward you, mashallah. So brothers, come closer, inshallah. They are requesting us that the majma is a bit tight in the back. People can't come in. Just come a little bit forward while you just read an important announcement.